Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, boy. It's what you need.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letters spill slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circuit. That's why you're nervous, and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all to do,
3, 4,
it's time for all of your together, rock and roll, sing your rolling rock, sing your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop, 5, 6, get up inside the mix, 7, 8, no time to hesitate, so let's rock and roll, sing your rolling rock.
Nothing changed, it's all the same thing. The same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's a point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and try to relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer I clap. Count 1, 2,
tell me what y'all to do.
3, 4, it's time for all your
suggestions.
Rock and roll, sing your rolling rock. Sing your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, I thought so, but now I feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. Was solid as a rock, shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Rail, yeah. My people's in a place, tell me how to start.
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all yours. To test rock and roll, then you're rolling rock. Then you rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to move the beat. To test rock and roll, then you're rolling rock.
Welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio this Wednesday, July 8th, 2020. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell, and I thank you for tuning in tonight, be it online or by phone, for tonight's conversation. And tonight's conversation is to mask or not to mask. That is the question. Why is this the question? Because it seems to be a political debate these days. And so many people are divided on the issue. I just heard the governor of New Jersey make wearing a mask mandatory here in the state of New Jersey. And I'm sure New York is following suit. So for those of you who don't want to wear a mask, have a problem with the mask, my lines are open, and I will be taking your calls in the studio on this topic at 516-595-8098. Just be sure and press 1 for the host queue. So during the summer of 1917, in July, to be exact, nearly 10,000 African-Americans marched down Fifth Avenue in New York City in silent protest to racial violence and white supremacy right here in the United States. And in early 1918, the first wave of influenza hit the country, initiating the 1918 influenza pandemic. And newspapers provided daily updates on morality rates of the pandemic, while businesses, schools, churches, and other places of public gatherings were closed. Public services like mail delivery were interrupted, and volunteers across the country assembled to make masks for possible prevention, as there was no vaccine for the influenza virus at the time. So during the 1918 pandemic, the only tools at their disposal were social distancing and societal behavior modifications. These are now known as non-pharmacological interventions. And in 1918, there were widespread debates on the effectiveness of masks and whether there should be compulsory government orders demanding the public wear them. So now we fast forward, and here we are in July 2020, 102 years later, living through the coronavirus pandemic with thousands of Americans of different hue, race, religion, and creed taken to the streets across America to protest racial violence and white supremacy, while simultaneously the nation's economy has been shuttered by the governmental lockdown of businesses, schools, churches, and public gatherings in an attempt to slow the transmission of this coronavirus pandemic. And since the coronavirus appeared in the United States, there have been conflicting, widespread debates about the effectiveness of governmental shutdowns, stay-at-home mandates, social distancing, and masks. Sounds like history is repeating itself to me. The U.S. has begun reopening the economy, even though we are seeing upswings in the coronavirus infection rates in many states. The rush to reopen the economy has many people overlooking the threats of the virus and returning to their daily routines. Because after all, the only tool that will protect against the second wave of this virus is maintaining the behavior modifications of 1, social distancing, 6 feet, frequently washing your hands, washing your body, avoiding touching your face, and wearing a mask. Yes, wearing a mask. At the onset of the pandemic, like in 1918, there was very little scientific evidence regarding mask effectiveness and slowing down the transmission of the disease. However, a recent study published in the Proceedings of the Royal Society, a scientific journal, concludes that widespread mask use by the general public could push COVID-19 transmission rates down to manageable levels across the nation. In a recent op-ed published by Dr. Mark Allen Dreary, an epidemiologist and medical director for infectious disease at Access Health in Louisiana, he said that if there was a universal mask for 28 days, 2 cycles of the incubation period of the virus, the risk of viral transmission would drive down the reproductive numbers to levels that would be unsustainable by the virus. Dr. Dreary wrote, masks are essential because they block respiratory droplets. If masks are worn universally for 28 days, the virus can be eliminated far more rapidly than having to wait for herd immunity or a vaccine. It is becoming clearer that COVID-19 is spreading from person to person, contact through respiratory droplets between people in close contact by the infected person sneezing, coughing, or even talking. So since the virus has spread by respiratory droplets, mask fully covering the mouth and the nose can serve as a barrier, preventing droplets from leaving one person's mouth and blocking the droplets from entering the mouth or nose of another. And you hear the arguments that masks are not effective. People feel as though their rights are being violated. Why should we have to wear a mask? And they're even offended when they see signs on a store that state, if you don't wear a mask, don't enter. People are actually offended by that. Really? Wearing a mask not only protects you, but it protects the other individual. So how could that not make sense? I'm in a store, because, you know, I've gone to a store recently, and they have little circles in the floor, arrows, to separate people by 6 feet. And you have some people in a store who can't even respect that. And don't get me wrong, I know it's a new way of living that we all have to adapt to, but we need to be diligent. We need to pay attention, and we need to adhere to what is going on. Because right away, when someone got close to me or stood right behind me, I turned around and gave them the dirtiest look. And yeah, I had my mask on, but when my eyes squinted, they knew that my look was a look of disapproval, because I was about to say, please back up. You need to adhere to the circle over there. You need not be behind me. You need to respect my space and practice social distancing. Yeah, it worked. It don't work. It might work. I'm adhering to the policy in order to stay healthy, because I have individuals that I love that I have to be around. And Lord knows when I come in, I wash my hands, but before I touch my pillow at night, I ensure to shower, because I've been outdoors, and that's one way to fight off any type of viral infection, is to clean yourself. You wash your face, you wash your hands, you make it a daily practice. And some people were doing it before COVID-19, so therefore it's nothing that is unusual. It's just that now we need to be extra careful and extra cautious. Wearing a mask won't necessarily protect the person from catching a disease, but it does serve two purposes, because somebody wrote, I think the mayor of Atlanta tested positive for COVID-19. She appeared on the news the other day, and someone posted a picture, published a picture of her wearing a mask at Rayshard Brooks' funeral. And the headline said, the Atlanta mayor wore a mask but still got COVID-19. So let me be clear. Wearing a mask won't necessarily protect a person from catching a disease, but it serves two purposes. One, the mask restricts an infected person's ability to put droplets into the environment to infect others. That's what it does. The mask restricts, I'm going to say it again, an infected person's ability to put droplets into the environment to affect others. And secondly, wearing a mask limits two access points to you. That's your mouth and your nose, from viral entry to another person. The mask is not a complete solution, as it leaves the eyes unprotected. However, it is believed that wearing a mask while following other recommended physical and social distancing will provide sufficient protection and help lower the transmission rate of the disease. So when there is no clear leadership on this issue, because there isn't, you have the President of the United States who refuses to wear a mask and have press conferences where he is completely, totally dismissing that there's a pandemic in the land, which tells us he has no clue on how to address or resolve. So when there is no clear leadership on this issue, the key is to listen to scientific experts because they know what's best. To wear a mask or to not wear a mask, put the damn mask on. Point blank, period. It is always better to be safe than sorry. I don't care what your beliefs are. I don't care what you think. Wear the mask to protect you as well as others. Because right now we are all in the fight for our lives. And we need to do what's smart as well as what's best. Like and follow us on Facebook at Conversations of a Sister. Join the conversations that are always happening on my blog at conversationsofasister.com. I thank you, as always, for tuning in. Until next week, be well, keep your distance, stay 6 feet apart, and wear your mask. Peace.
Take me to the king. Don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray. But where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak, no strength to no tears to cry, even if I try. But still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much. Torn in pieces, it's my offering. don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.